Syrians are in desperate need of help after the earthquake that shook the region this week. But while supplies are being shipped in, there are big challenges in getting it to the people in need. NPR's Aya Batrawi contacted someone there, documenting the hardships they face.
A huge crowd chants, "Allahu Akbar, God is great." A boy is pulled from under the rubble of his home by civil defense volunteers 3 days after the earthquake. He's the sole survivor of his family. Karam Kalia shot that moving video in the opposition-held part of northwestern Syria, a devastated region that's home to 4 million people displaced by the country's decade-long civil war. I reached him today by phone. He was in Jindaris, a part of Aleppo where he says almost no building has been left standing. He says international humanitarian aid hasn't arrived some 72 hours after the earthquake. He says people are just waiting for any help to arrive to help them get through this catastrophe. Kalia says families are living in the streets in the freezing cold because homes in Jindaris and other areas like it that didn't already collapse could fall at any moment from the aftershocks. He says it's a disaster for the women and children.
Right now, what it comes down to is just pure logistics, getting the supplies prepared, getting the charter flights organized.
That's Robert Blanchard, the team leader at the World Health Organization's Global Logistics Hub in Dubai. The group has 20 warehouses here filled with medical supplies. They have stacks of boxes labeled for child body bags to be sent to Syria. His team has already loaded 2 cargo planes with emergency supplies like surgical tools, medicine, anesthesia, IV drips, stents, and stretchers. One plane is going to Damascus, Syria, where the government is handling logistics and aid for the areas under its control. The other plane is headed to Turkey so that supplies can be routed into the rebel-held areas of Syria, where people like Kalia are, and where the government has hindered aid throughout the war. I ask if he knows how that aid will get there.
I don't. It's very uncertain. The border can close periodically. The weather conditions are now not looking so great. So it just depends on the condition of the roads, the availability of the trucks, and then the permission to cross the border and deliver the humanitarian aid.
The scale of the devastation in Turkey and Syria has overwhelmed response efforts, and the hope of finding people alive is diminishing with every hour. It's why aid organizations and volunteers are still racing against the clock. Aya Batrawi, NPR News, Dubai.